Using artificial intelligence to keep invasive species under control. Today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Various invasive species cause problems for Florida farmers and ranchers, and AI technologies may be a way to address that. The University of Florida's Melissa Miller specializes in invasion ecology. She's been working with AI experts to develop live traps for a large invasive lizard.
We got together to design, deploy a smart trap for the capture of Argentine black and white tegus. And one of the things we wanted to do was conduct a field study comparing the smart traps and traditional traps in a kind of head-on comparison.
Miller says the traps use AI to recognize when a tegu enters the trap. If one does, the trap contains it and sends the trapper a notification. Miller says this system is much more efficient than traditional live traps.
Traditional trapping efforts, if they're sustained, if you're doing them over long periods of time and at high trap densities, they can be effective. While that's good to actually have a method for having a chance at controlling tegus, it's very resource intensive, and it really often prohibits the trapping being conducted at a scale where it's effective.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.